CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It's read to you by G4NJH in Nottingham. Web references can be found in the script, either on the RSGB website at rsgb.org or attached to the podcast at gb2rs.podbean.com. This is GB2RS News. It's Sunday the 21st of February 2021. Here are the main news headlines. BBC reports Lincoln shortwave centenary. Tonight at 8 looks at propagation tools. Filmmaker seeks funding. Lincoln Shortwave Club celebrated its 100th birthday on Wednesday the 10th of February. Steve, G6TVP, was interviewed on BBC Radio Lincoln's breakfast show that morning, and he chatted about the club and amateur radio. Go to the RSGB pages to hear it. The interview begins at 1:17:49 and will be on the BBC website for the further 18 days. The next RSGB Tonight at 8 webinar takes place on Monday the 1st of March. RSGB Propagation Studies Committee Chairman Steve Nichols, G0KYA, will look at using propagation prediction tools. On the Society's website, you can find out more about all the Tonight at 8 webinars, as well as links to further information, books and videos on the webinar topics. Through the Waves is looking to raise funding to film the untold story of Artie Moore. He was a young man from Pontllanfraith, who in 1912 received the distress call from the sinking Titanic. At over 3,000 miles, it was the furthest any radio signal in the world had been received. The filmmakers, directed by Ben Roberts, plan to tell the story of this 10-minute dramatisation. They've already signed a BAFTA award-winning Jack Parry-Jones to play Arthur Moore and Gareth John Bale to play Artie's father, William Moore. The funding raised will go towards playing the professional crew and actors on board and will allow the team to afford the authenticity involved in recreating his early 1900s attic. It's from there Artie would often receive Morse code messages from cargo ships off the coast of Newport. The RSGB's Examination Standards Committee has launched a consultation on a new direct-to-full licence exam. It would run in parallel with the existing three-tier system. The Society is encouraging everyone to take part and give their views. The background to this consultation, as well as the links to the proposed syllabus and the survey, are on the RSGB pages. Spaceweather.com this week carried a report that amateur radio operators are hearing the transmissions coming from the spacecraft orbiting the Red Planet. Some were also hoping to detect NASA's Perseverance rover as it touched down earlier this week. You can find out more from spaceweather.com. The first full licensed course from the Bath-based distance learning team is now closed for applications. 250 people inquired about the training, including a number of amateurs from the USA and one from France. The team received double the number of applications over the 100 planned spaces. They've expanded the number as far as they can, but many will have to wait for the next course. The team are looking to rework their plan so they can run a second full license course later in the year. An announcement will be made when that course is ready for further applications, but meanwhile, please don't make inquiries before the announcement. The next Youngsters on the Air talk will take place on the 25th of February at 1900 UTC. In this newest episode, the team will present the main topic, Gone Exploring. They plan to discuss activities like Islands on the Air, Summits on the Air and worldwide flora and fauna in amateur radio. It'll be followed by question and answer sessions with the presenters. They'll be streaming live again on YouTube, Facebook and Twitch channels. QSO Today Virtual Ham Expo will be held on March the 13th and 14th. You'll have a choice of 80 plus speakers to listen to. Your ticket will allow you to visit the event for the following 30 days. Just search for QSO Today Virtual Ham Expo for all the details. The January 2021 issue of 425DX News magazine is now available for download. Now for DX News, Mireille 3A/F4FRL and Patrice 3A/F5RBB will be active from Monaco between the 24th of Feb and the 2nd of March. They'll be operating SSB in digital modes on the 40 to 20 metre bands, QSL, via Logbook of the World and EQSL. Gareth, M0MOL, will be active as MM0MOL portable from the main island of Shetland, IOTA reference EU012, in February and March. He'll operate in what he refers to as a typical portable QRP setup, and he'll be QRV mainly in the evenings after work. Now for special event news, GB4VAX continues its public health message on FT8 only, with members of Welland Valley ARS, cqrz.com for details. Coventry is the city of culture in 2021. GB1COC is being operated until the 13th of March on behalf of Coventry ARS by Brian, 8G8GMU. He'll be mainly on the 80-metre band using SSB 2m FM and digital speech mode. CQRZ.com for more. Hull and District ARS is continuing to celebrate 100 years of amateur radio clubs in the Hull area with its year-long special event station, Golf Bravo 1 Oscar Hotel. Now for contest news, please remember to check before the contest for any new rules due to lockdown and social distancing. And above all, obey your national and local government's advice. This weekend is the ARRL International DX Contest. It runs for 48 hours until 23:59 UTC today, the 21st. It's CW only on the 1.8 to 28 megs contest bands. The exchange's signal report and transmitter power, with US stations sending their state and Canadian sending their province. On Tuesday, the SHF UK Activity Contest runs from 19:30 UTC to 22:30 UTC. All modes 2.3 to 10 gigs bands, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. On Wednesday, the UK EI Contest Club runs from 2000 to 2100 UTC. On the 80-metre band, CW only, the exchange is your 6-character locator. On Thursday, the 80-metre club championship runs from 2000 UTC to 2130 UTC. CW only, the exchange is signal report and serial number. Next weekend, the CQ160-metre DX contest runs from 2200 UTC on Friday to 2200 on the 28th. SSB only, the exchange is signal report. CQ Zone, American stations, will exchange their state and Canadians their province. Next weekend, the REF contest runs from 0600 UTC on the 27th to 1800 UTC on the 28th. SSB only, 3.5 to 28 megs contest bands, exchange a signal report and serial number. French stations also exchange their department number or overseas prefix. Next Sunday, the 28th, the first 70 megs cumulative contest runs from 1000 to 1200 UTC. Using all modes, the exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. Now, the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO. Well, they write, we've had another week with zero sunspots, but we did have a geomagnetic disturbance. This was caused by the frozen-in BZ magnetic field of the high-speed solar wind stream going very negative. This means it can couple more easily with the Earth's magnetic field to allow plasma to flood in. At its peak, the stream's speed was more than 450 kilometres per second, and this pushed the KP index to 4 on Tuesday the 16th. Otherwise, the highlight of the week was probably the CQ Worldwide RITI contest last weekend. Chris G0DWV reports the conditions were not brilliant, but he did manage more than 1,300 QSOs from his well-equipped station. Highlights include Wesley, N7US in Arizona, on 80 metres at midnight, and Peter, VK4ZP in Queensland, on 220 metres at 12:30 hours. Winter sporadic E seems to be in decline now. We've only spotted Spain on 10 metres twice this week, so until the main 2021 sporadic E station season starts again, which should be late April or early May, it looks as though it will be F2 layer DX only on the upper HF bands. Next week, NOAA predicts the solar flux index will be in the range of 71 to 76, so nothing to get excited about. A recurrent coronal hole high-speed stream with negative polarity is forecast for the 20th or 21st of Feb. This is from a large solar coronal hole on the Sun's equator. As the solar wind is predicted to have a south-facing BZ component, we may expect the KP index to react strongly. NOAA predicts the KP index could rise to at least 4, although on the coronal hole's last rotation, the KP peaked at 5 on the 25th of January. Look out for any potential pre-auroral openings on the higher HF bands as the solar wind speed increases. Otherwise, expect the maximum usable frequency to decrease as a magnetic storm commences. The time of writing the data feed from the Chiltern Ionosonde is not available on propquest.co.uk, but just stick to select data from the RAF Fairford or Dourbes Digisonde, that's Dourbes, refresh and it will, and all it says, all will be well. VHF and up now. This is probably a good week to increase your satellite square count, as the weather charts suggest that the unsettled pattern will continue. There's just the slightest hint of a developing high over southern Britain at the end of next week. Rain will produce the opportunity for gigahertz band rain scatter at times, and there will be some heavier showers in the mix. It's possible that there may be some hail and thunder in the heavier ones, which gives better quality for the scatter users. The tropo prospects aren't great, but at least there is a possibility at the end of the week into the near continent from southern areas. As we said earlier, we're now in the dormant period for sporadic E, so unless it's a rare digital mode, QSO, things will probably remain quiet until we're into April for CW and SSB contacts. Moon declination reaches maximum on Monday, so we have long moon visibility with high peak moon elevation. Apogee was last week, so path losses continue to fall. There are no major meteor showers until mid-March, so pre-dawn continues to be the best time for random meteor scatter contacts. And that's it from the propagation team for this week. That's all from me also. Until next week.